high on your hope.
Blog Talk Radio.
I know a movie, and the show is called The Great Paradigm Shift. First of all, everything has been switched. Everything you see in this modern world has been shifted and switched. It was not supposed to be like this. And I will tell you that God has shown me many visions and dreams and worlds through the Holy Spirit, telling me what he is planning and, more importantly, why. And he wants me to bring this information to all people, not just Christians, but everyone who is listening and willing to find out what he has on his mind. We are wise people. We will see these truths and see God to decide on what to do, because he is planning a devastating destruction on America specifically, because she has been one of those places in the earth, strongholds, that has encouraged and promoted the changing of God's order. Let me show you something. First of all, the holy day that was supposed to be a Sabbath was changed from Saturday, which is another word for rest, to Sunday by, you know, the Catholic Church and different religious organizations. The true identity of the Hebrews, which a lot of people already know through DNA testing, has already proven that the true Hebrews are the African Americans and those living in the islands of the sea who were enslaved on ships. We don't want to admit to these truths, but they are true. And I'm going to tell you why they're important in a minute. Marriage has been changed. God decreed through his covenant that marriage was supposed to be between man and woman. And of course, Satan and the dark forces came and switched that. All of those things have been switched by the forces of darkness, and mankind have allowed it and embraced it, even though they know the truth that God has left for to guide lies about immorality, knowing that virtue is always more healthy for the mind, the body, the soul. Humankind has decided to look into that tree of knowledge of good and evil as Eve did, and choose immorality instead of virtue. And this caused a lot of sickness, disease, killing of babies, abortion, getting rid of what people think is a problem when the problem is really disobedience to God. Calling the Hebrew people European and allowing them to occupy by oppression and lies and deception and oppression by people of the world who want to keep this deception going. And again, I'm going to tell you why these things are going to cause more trouble. It's specifically the Hebrew issue. We think that's not important, but I'm going to tell you a few minutes why that is so very, very important. We choose the laws of man instead of the laws of God. Even Christians don't. Many preachers preach that the laws of God have been nailed to the cross. And we don't have to worry about the laws of God. All we need to do is accept Jesus with our heart and go to faith. That, to a point, is true. However, the word didn't say the laws of God. We never have that. So we want to tell you about these things and continue to warn you what's coming on these shows, upcoming shows. The tree of knowledge was the good of evil. And what man did is he looked into the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and all these evils came out and received them as the truth. However, they are not the truth. The other one is the nameless God. We know that God has a name. And we're going to cover all these on the upcoming shows. And I hope you will join. Thank you.